Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de Andalucía. Inglés. Nivel intermedio. Comprensión oral.
Task 1. You will hear part of a radio program. Indicate whether the statements are true or false in the box provided, according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to read the statements.
Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In People and Places today, we meet the director of the National Gallery in London. The gallery is home to one of the greatest collections of Western European painting in the world. But instead of a tour of the gallery, we walk with Charles Zimaras Smith around the streets of Soho and Covent Garden. Two lively parts of London, famous for adult shops, Italian cafes, and the Royal Opera House. Why the walk? Well, over the summer, the National Gallery is putting 44 life-size framed paintings on the walls of alleyways, shops, and cafes in Soho and Covent Garden. These aren't the real paintings, of course, but copies, reproductions, or versions of the real things. Here's Charles now.
What we're doing is putting up pretty high quality reproductions. To be honest, I've only just seen this for the first time. But it's a way of bringing works of art, or versions of them, i.e. reproductions, from the walls of the National Gallery out into the streets. And what I've discovered during the 5 years I've been director is that there are many, many people who are inhibited about coming into the National Gallery, and shouldn't be. It's free to go in, anybody can go in, but people don't necessarily know that, and so bringing them out onto the streets is a way of indicating. Essentially, we've selected the main works from the collection and the best known. I mean, one of the things we've done is look at the things we ourselves regard as, inverted commas, the best, but there are also works which we know are very popular because they're bought as postcards and reproductions. And as I understand it, the list is an amalgamation of the best of the best.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. In People and Places today, we meet the director of the National Gallery in London. The gallery is home to one of the greatest collections of Western European painting in the world. But instead of a tour of the gallery, we walk with Charles Zumarez Smith around the streets of Soho and Covent Garden, two lively parts of London, famous for adult shops, Italian cafes, and the Royal Opera House. Why the walk? Well, over the summer, the National Gallery is putting 44 life-size framed paintings on the walls of alleyways, shops, and cafes in Soho and Covent Garden. These aren't the real paintings, of course, but copies, reproductions, or versions of the real things. Here's Charles now.
What we're doing is putting up pretty high-quality reproductions. To be honest, I've only just seen this for the first time. But it's a way of bringing works of art, or versions of them, i.e. reproductions, from the walls of the National Gallery out into the streets. And what I've discovered during the 5 years I've been director is that there are many, many people who are inhibited about coming into the National Gallery, and shouldn't be. It's free to go in, anybody can go in, but people don't necessarily know that. And so bringing them out onto the streets is a way of indicating. Essentially, we've selected the main works from the collection and the best known. I mean, one of the things we've done is look at the things we ourselves regard as, inverted commas, the best. But there are also works which we know are very popular because they're bought as postcards and reproductions. And as I understand it, the list is an amalgamation of the best of the best.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers. That is the end of task one. Task 2. Listen to the recording. Choose the best option, A, B, or C, according to what you hear. Indicate your answer in the box provided. You now have
2 minutes
to read the questions.
Joshua Jones was born with the illness cystic fibrosis. It's a condition which causes blockages in the lungs and other organs of the body. Today we'll find out about the amazing things Joshua has done in the face of this serious illness. Cystic fibrosis can affect people to different degrees. Some suffer a lot from the condition. Others can lead a fairly normal life. Joshua thinks he's doing quite well.
I'm very lucky. From a very young age, I've been very fit. I've had a lot of help from my family, and I think, for me, the sport definitely has kept me where I am. The average life expectancy of anyone who suffers from cystic fibrosis is around 30. And that, to me, is just the biggest thing of all, you know. I mean, to know that you might not be here in another 10 years, you've got to do everything you can to live, you know, and have the best experience of life that's possible.
Just one of the things he's done is to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. He did it for charity, to raise money to help other ill people.
You trek to the mountain through the rainforests and over a plain, the desert plain first. It takes about 3 days to get to the top. You rest at midnight on your last night, and you set off at about 1 o'clock in the morning to get to the summit for the sun to rise, because it's the most amazing experience. You can see the whole of Africa from the top, and then to see the sun rise, it's just incredible.
But climbing Mount Kilimanjaro wasn't enough for Joshua. He wanted to push himself even further and do something that might help raise even more money for charity. What did he and his friend Scott decide to do?
We set out to sort of raise £40,000, and we thought if we do something a bit different, out of the ordinary, we might be able to raise a little bit more. So we thought, right, okay, why not having a boxing match on the top? And we thought, right, okay, well, why don't we take our tops off as well, just to make it a bit harder for us, you know? And it was funny, because as soon as I took my top off, it was minus 15 degrees, absolutely freezing.
Joshua is certainly making the most of life. As he's about to tell us, he tries not to dwell too much on his illness.
It's definitely in the back of your mind. I don't think I let it get to me too much, because I think if you dwell on it too much, you're thinking about it every day, and you think, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Could I fall ill next week, next month, next year? You just don't know. And I think if you dwell on it too much, you're not going to live. So I think it's so important just to get out there and just do what you want to do. And don't worry about what people think about you. Just do it.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers.
Joshua Jones was born with the illness cystic fibrosis. It's a condition which causes blockages in the lungs and other organs of the body. Today we'll find out about the amazing things Joshua has done in the face of this serious illness. Cystic fibrosis can affect people to different degrees. Some suffer a lot from the condition. Others can lead a fairly normal life. Joshua thinks he's doing quite well.
I'm very lucky. From a very young age, I've been very fit. I've had a lot of help from my family, and I think, for me, the sport definitely has kept me where I am. The average life expectancy of anyone who suffers from cystic fibrosis is around 30. And that, to me, is just the biggest thing of all, you know. I mean, to know that you might not be here in another 10 years, you've got to do everything you can to live, you know, and have the best experience of life that's possible.
Just one of the things he's done is to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. He did it for charity, to raise money to help other ill people.
You trek to the mountain through the rainforests and over a plain, the desert plain, first. It takes about 3 days to get to the top. You rest at midnight on your last night, and you set off at about 1 o'clock in the morning to get to the summit for the sun to rise, because it's the most amazing experience. You can see the whole of Africa from the top, and then to see the sun rise, it's just incredible.
But climbing Mount Kilimanjaro wasn't enough for Joshua. He wanted to push himself even further and do something that might help raise even more money for charity. What did he and his friend Scott decide to do?
We set out to sort of raise £40,000, and we thought, if we do something a bit different, out of the ordinary, we might be able to raise a little bit more. So we thought, right, okay, why not having a boxing match on the top? And we thought, right, okay, well, why don't we take our tops off as well, just to make it a bit harder for us, you know? And it was funny, because as soon as I took my top off, it was minus 15 degrees, absolutely freezing.
Joshua is certainly making the most of life. As he's about to tell us, he tries not to dwell too much on his illness.
It's definitely in the back of your mind. I don't think I let it get to me too much, because I think if you dwell on it too much, you're thinking about it every day, and you think, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Could I fall ill next week, next month, next year? You just don't know. And I think if you dwell on it too much, you're not going to live. So I think it's so important just to get out there and just do what you want to do. And don't worry about what people think about you. Just do it.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers. That is the end of task two. That is the end.